Ron, let's go to the great Rod Woodson, the legendary Rod Woodson. I think perhaps one of the greatest 10 football players of all time. He's on the Nemecolon fan hotline. He is going to be the subject of A Football Life. That's Friday at 9 p.m. Rod, we appreciate you calling in, and we got to get right to it. What do you think of this Steelers offense? What do you think of Trubisky? What's going wrong here?
Well, you know, I think Mike didn't want to put the young player Pickett under fire first part of the season, especially with this third week being on a short week. Trubisky probably gave him a better opportunity just because he's been a starting quarterback in the National Football League before. But I think we all can say that Trubisky is not the future of the Pittsburgh Steelers offense at the quarterback position. I think we can all say that. And I, you know, if anybody thought otherwise going into the year, I would love to see Pickett play with these young players on offense. You got young receivers, you got a young running back. We still got some issues on offensive line, but I think to let those guys grow together and to mature together and have a chemistry together on the field is really going to help this football team later in the year. So I would love to see them give Pickett an opportunity. Obviously, they're not going to do it on a short week, but hopefully after this week, they'll give them that opportunity come next week.
Rod, you're one of the greatest defensive backs ever. How much easier is it to play defense, especially in the secondary, when you know the other team isn't even going to take a shot down the field?
It's a lot easier, I can tell you that. You can set on a lot of routes. If you're not going to throw the ball deep, if you're not going to make them feel uncomfortable stretching the field, the distance-wise, outside of the whiff, then you know, all the DBs should set their feet at 15 yards and say, you know what, they don't run deep routes. So, you know, that would be not even – I wouldn't even second-guess it. As soon as I see a guy or a quarterback or a team not throwing the ball deep, in my mind, I'm setting all my routes.
Rod Woodson on the Nemecolon fan hotline. We both took a guess as to how you would answer this question, Rod. Ron Cook here next to me said Joe Montana. I said he's going to say Dan Marino. Who's the greatest quarterback you ever faced?
Dan Marino.
By
far.
By far, Rod.
Yeah, and I say this because this is what we do with quarterbacks. We say quarterbacks that win Super Bowls are great. Right. Even if they had something to do with it, even though they played the position, but they didn't have great games, they still, first of all, they're going to win the MVP every single year at the Super Bowl. Right. That's like a given. You know, any other position that wins it is that's remarkable. That's the first thing. Secondly, you think about Dan Marino. Dan Marino never really had a great defense. Right. Had Eminem boys. Right. Never had a great running back. And think about what he did in his time frame. When the rules were slated against him, so he could hit the guys down the field, you could hit him high, low, out of the pocket, in the pocket. You could do anything you wanted to down the field. Collisions down the field where it looks like crazy hard. And he threw for 5,000 yards, I think, what is that, a 91? If he played in today's rules, he would throw for 6,500 to 7,000 yards. He can just sling it at no. You could. He did a great job of moving. He knows Danny can't run. Danny can't run the 20 yards probably in 4 seconds. But he can slide inside. He can slide in and out of that pocket, and he can throw the ball down the field accurately. The ball didn't go too far past his ear, and he still can get it 60 yards down the field, 50 yards down the field. That's what made him so tough.
Rod, we got a minute left here. We got to pass off to the afternoon show, but I want to ask you about A Football Life. I'm addicted to this show. What are we going to see here? Tell us maybe about a story that we don't know about or tease to one. I can't wait to watch this.
I mean, I'm a boring person. They did a story on a boring guy.
No.
But, you know, you get to see my life growing up as a kid, as a biracial kid in Indiana. All the stories that my family went through, that my mother and father went through. That I even went through, growing up in Indiana, even with meeting my wife, who her family didn't even like me when we first met. So it's one of those interesting stories about life, in culture, in race, intertwined with a player who played in the National Football League and played pretty good football.
Rod, I remember the first time I met you was when you were holding out your rookie year with the Steelers, and I think you ran in a track meet in Indianapolis, if I'm not mistaken. Was that the U.S. Nationals or something?
Yes, it is.
I mean, yep, I remember that. I remember that vividly. I mean, you could have been you were a track star in addition to a football star.
I love track, man. I wish when I came in, when I got my professional status, I can still have my amateur status in track and field, because I would have kept running. Unfortunately, that didn't happen until 92 when they got the dream team for basketball. But by that time, it was too late for me to keep running track.
Rod, we appreciate you joining us. I honestly can't wait to watch this.
Look forward
to it. Your Steeler
highlights,
your Raven highlights, all of that's going to be awesome. Thanks for coming on.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Take care.